Begin the current daf, the sech is about the zara daf mem beis. Begin the middle, begin the test master, begins the gemara, that there was a story with the shivcha shal meitzik echad. So Pesach, according to Rashi, explains Anas, a very difficult person, a strong person. But the septic gar is not matzik, but meisik. Pesach, another meisik zesim, he's an olive presser. The test master begins the words of the gemara, bo koin behitz his boy. And the koin came and put a glance into the pit, which Tesis says, eisik koin shayt ha'yah, that koin was a fool. That fill a crave made matamal in the farm. Even if he was a relative, you're not allowed to make yourself tummy to a nafel, which he was possibly doing, looking over the pit for his stillborn, because the beinu dumya da'ab v'ima has to be similar to a father and mother as the burn to his kainim, because it takes him sachem and anida, and therefore for a nafel, one's not allowed to be matami as a kain. Next test master begins the gemara, lead them zach b'chulah, and to check if it's a male or a female, which Tesis points out obviously b'chshevcha matama b'leida, and the maidservant contaminates. With the tumah of childbirth, as that was the objective. And mechim mashem paragraph begit lezer the milah. It sounds like the more Shabbos daf kof hamahem and base. Lakach shivcha ben sabre etzlay. If a person purchases a maidservant and she's impregnated by him, the old and she gives birth. Zehu yilid bayis. That's what's called in the pasuk, born in the house. Nima lishmoina, which is circumcised at day 8. Now, but called the milah. The general rule is called she'en nima tumei leida. If the mother does not have a tumah of childbirth, in the nima lishmoina does not get circumcised at day 8. Obviously. She has Tumas Leida. Now, Reisha the Braisa, the beginning of this Braisa, it borrowed from Matilim by Nefalim Tahar. A pit that they put in stillborns is Tahar. Pit is another which Gilin Hat by Nefalim that they usually throw in stillborns. Allah Maisi Maisi, that's what the Braisa bring a story, Bishop Chatz Shal Meitzik, by the maidservant of the Meitzik, that the kind was Tahar for that reason. Next, this Mata begins the Gemara, Meshachol the Bardless Mansurin Sham. Oh, the reason why it's Tahar is because actually consider Vade Vade, because well, actually, the Braisa says, oh, because there's weasels and leopards that are common over there. Now, but go to Lucharin, and therefore we assume that they dragged them to their lair. Or Ibai Sam, if you want, you could say, Habarish Shasaram, which takes a bother by a question. If it's a pit in the public domain, so even if it's a Safik, you should say Safik Tar, Safik Tumim Rishasaram is Tar. Says, no, Kagincha in the Amak Asar, we're talking about where it's not 10 Tfachim deep. And a full even so, in the Safik Tumim Rishasaram, that's not considered a doubt in Rishasaram. Im Lugaruhu, if they didn't drag him, to their lair, because the Ma'ariv Barakatz, we're talking about a narrow pit, Shayurisha Mamale Piabar, where the kain's head filled up the whole airspace of the pit, and therefore he would definitely be over, it wouldn't be a suffix, definitely, if it was there, be over the navel. Other way, if you want, you could say, the Vada Barisha Sayachit, no, we're talking about a pit in the private domain, Shu'amagid, which is 10 Tfachim deep. Then look, man, don't wonder. Wait a second. Enough of Vada Gardu that even if they for sure dragged away Nechash, you have to be concerned. Shemagudu Tachas Raglo, maybe they dragged it beneath his feet. And Allah is a tumah suits a bekas of Ayla, as the Mishnah teaches in Allah in the seventh parak, that a crouched tumah, which is it's pressed, there's no space, it goes straight up, and whoever's on top should become tummy. The stam chor, because generally the layer of shratzim yeshben b'seich tefach has an opening of a tefach, so there is air space. So it's not going to shoot up the tuma to where he is. Or you could say the ma'ariv that's tuma with the bar kambrishas yachid. Right, the pit is in the private domain, but baragli kambrishas ram. The feet of the kain was in shas ram, and therefore it wasn't under him, and therefore he wouldn't be tummy if they dragged it away. Next, says matzav in the words the gemara shatil kimi nafel. She threw in something that was like a nafel. So let me have to say obviously that in addition she nivdik habar that the pit was inspected kain shatilas latecha before she threw in her possible stillborn. Because Kimish Yun Hatabay Nafam, since as we mentioned before, the Braisa, which was bringing a story related to the halacha, was that they would generally throw stillborns into this pit, you would have to know that the prior ones are also not there. And it says, Mat to begin the word Zigmacha, Ivka Chom Shashifa Vachulu. A non Jew that was chiseling away, that was the idol, and there's these scrapings. Pirish, in other words, Bakashal Shemalakish. In other words, it's a question on Shemalakish. Which says that he holds that nalik rabbi Yochanan, and he holds that it's mutter when the Jew does it because it's legor than when the avodah zarah breaks on its own, and here we see that it's aser. What you have to say is when Lemishani from the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer, oh, Shani Hasim there is different because the Ikav is Kacham Kayim because, oh, since the primary idol is still around, so then we're going to see even the shavings are also going to be Asr. So Shemamin obviously can infer to Shemalakish that he holds his permit of the Ikav is Kacham Kayim even when the primary idol is around, if it's Bishalai Kedar Kedalasa, if it's not in the normal way of its growth. which the Gemara can bring later on in the beginning of Amid Beis. That sounds like shortly from the Gemara. The Uguvi Meisel Rebbechen. He himself asked from Yechon later on Amid Beis. Mahi the Yatsis Bekana. This said you should knock it off with a stick. But Pishika Abayz Kachamim Kem. Even though the primary Abayz Zara is around, that he holds that it would still be permitted if it's not the normal way of its growth. So even though he holds it's permitted, that's only if it's destroyed. Tosfos Mat to begin the words the Gemara. Hakadam Kedir Rava. Oh, Eir is also like Rava, which Tosfos Tzarchim Bchalani. You have to know. You have to look into all these proofs. Karla Makarla. When you ask him, what would they ask him? Pshita the Lashani Bahu Kedir Rava. Obviously, the Gemara is going to answer all like Rava. I hate to look very well. Tosfos Shabbos Amem Gimel Av. The Maskel Koyf Aleha. Ma'oid also over there. Kof Chavik Gimel Beis the Maskel Eis Rabaya. Why would the Gemara continue to say the same questions when you know you're going to get the same type of answer? If you're not sure if the non-Jew cut it up, the Avodah Zarah, the Jew, it's going to be permitted. Pirush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi explains, because the Talin, we suspend it was probably the non-Jew. So because it's a double doubt, which if the non-Jew does it, it's permitted, because maybe it was never worshipped at all. And even if it was, maybe it was a non-Jew. And Rashi was very precise in his interpretation. Because the Isak, if you think to say the Chashvin Lehu Vade Nevad, and if you think to say we for sure know that we're assuming that it was worship, okay, if that's the case, six Rabbi Yechon Gufe, this would be difficult on our Rabbi Yechon himself. Am I more to why is it permitted? Although we don't have to be concerned when it broke on its own. Because it's not common that it breaks on its own, Kamashur Meleha. I mean, when it gets cut, it's not common that it gets cut by itself, like when it breaks by itself. If that's the case, in Rav Chatichas La'Isr, so we don't say most of the times when it's cut is prohibited. Just like you have by Avodah Zarah, the Rav Shabir's La'Isr, most of the breakings are Isr, because you have, could be on its own, Rav Yechon holds Asr, and if the Jew does it, it's also Asr. It's only when the non-Jew does it, it's permitted. In contrast, but Elohacha, over here, Palga Chashav, but here it's 50-50 because it's not going to happen on its own, and if the non-Jew does it, it's permitted, and the Jew does it, it's forbidden. And that's even so, still we're not going to permit it like this, because holds a philosophic heter haragel, even a doubt of a normal heter that's common. Ain't no mention about the iser. That suffix is not going to extract from a definite iser. So kashkan halcha b'shov here she'imrigil is kolkach. It's not so normal b'chatechas davar kachavim for the non-Jew to cut up that by the zar. And ve'inkan suffix heter haragel, and you don't even have a doubt of a common heter. And b'yesh kam adi iser, and this is there for sure an iser. So definitely, like we're saying that this case is really a svek sveka, and that's what Tais is proving. Because if you thought vadi nevadin, then it would be difficult in Rabbi Yechon himself. Why would it be permitted? Because you would say in sabik mitzvah the vadi of the iser. This is what I'm going to say. But sabik nevad nami, even when you have a doubt if it was worshipped, tikshi sefer, you should ask from the case of the sefer. We said if Yisrael vadi chatacha aser, if the Jew for sure cut it, it's aser. Ma'ishn meshabit slamim. Why is it different than the broken pieces of the statue? The ma'ishn biyechonin. The Mitan Rabbi Yechon agrees that it's permitted mitam svek sveka because of a double doubt. So, why is it v'shor aser? Sometimes we can say it's yesh lahato yesh v'shivit slam. No, there's more reason to say it's permitted by the broken pieces of a tselem, and the reason is v'shesh litlish v'rasam by v'kachav yesim b'sol. To the contrary, when you just find it, you actually suspend more that it was broken by a non-Jew than by a Jew. Shema Yisrael Shai, but because if the Jew would have broken it, he would have destroyed it from the world, he would have got rid of it. And even if it would break by itself, it's more common that the non-Jew would be in Vatala when he finds it. The main moment, because he can say, it couldn't save itself. It's not, how is it going to save me? And this is the point I say, so there's actually two reasons for saying it's heter in the case of when you find the shavit slam, but when the Jew cuts it, like elachad time later, there's only one reason to say it's mutter. Because sheshlam you could say shema kim shim seno ibikachavim chatucha yivat lena. There's only one svar. Maybe okay when the non-Jew is going to see it cut, he'll nullify it. But b'hachtam luchuda in lahatul Rabbi Yechanan apasavik nevad. So for that reason itself, that's not enough to permit even by savik nevad, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Where what Tosfos is saying is that shibud slamim are not permitted only because of tzedek tzveika. You have two reasons. That mistama, you can be toila that the non-Jew broke it, like we said, and even if it broke by itself, but still common that the non-Jew would nullify it, because he says to himself, if I couldn't save it, it can't save me. But when the Jew cuts it, there's only one reason to have to, that maybe the non-Jew will find it on mevatlin, and that's why it's going to be asa. In other words, as like Tess is saying, it's not enough just with Svek Sveka. You also have to have this other svara that you have Davka by Shibrit Slamim, as we're saying.